Denise Swislow is the executive director of GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, and architects of gay marriage in this country. We thought we'd get her spin on the U.S. Supreme Court cases addressing DOMA and Prop 8. Hi, Lee.
Hi there, Charlotte.
Could you give us GLAAD's spin on the U.S. Supreme Court marriage equality cases?
Well, first of all, it was great to finally have our day in court and to really bring this core issue of equality for LGBT people in front of the justices. I mean, I think both of the cases were very well argued, and clearly the justices were engaged. They certainly asked some tough questions of both sides, and it's hard to predict from oral argument what's going to happen, but we feel very good about the last 2 days.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, that's pretty easy. I would love to see DOMA fall, and I'd love to see a ruling that gay couples have a fundamental right to marry throughout the country. Don't know if the court will go that far. They seemed really vexed by the issue of standing in both cases, but particularly the Prop 8 case. So we'll see if they get to the merits, but there's no question about what we'd like to see.
I was kind of surprised with the reaction to the Prop 8 case. I thought it was going to be a little bit more.
It's just hard to predict where the judges are at, and they are lawyers, and, you know, clearly this technical but to them very important issue of standing got a lot of attention.
How does GLAAD's federal cases that found DOMA unconstitutional play into the Supreme Court case?
Well, the justices that ruled in both the First and Second Circuits in GLAAD's two challenges to the Defense of Marriage Act wrote very thoughtful opinions that really provide the Supreme Court justices with a clear path and rationale for finding DOMA unconstitutional. So we certainly know they'll be looking at those, and we hope they find inspiration from the writings of these other justices.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, it's pretty strong. I got married in 2004, shortly after it became legal in Massachusetts. My wife is a legal parent of our son, who was 8 years old when we got involved. I mean, it affects every aspect of my life, and so I'm incredibly fortunate that I'm able to work professionally in an arena that personally means so much to me and, as I say, touches the way I live my life every day.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for LGBT community in the next 4 years?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot in Obama's agenda that affects our community that isn't LGBT specific, but things like comprehensive immigration reform and implementation of the Affordable Care Act affects members of our communities who don't have legal status. It affects people who have trouble accessing health care. So, you know, I certainly support those aspects and think those are very important. But there are certainly initiatives that are much more targeted to our community that I also would like to see accomplished. And, you know, passing a good, comprehensive Employment Non-Discrimination Act is clearly high on the list. Ending transgender discrimination in the military. We got the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but that's not the end of discrimination that our entire community faces. Providing coverage of transgender health care is yet another piece that I'd like to see him do. So there's a lot he could accomplish over the next 4 years that would be very significant to our community.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than the heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, it's such a heartbreaking and poignant issue, and I guess the best advice that I can give is to reach out for help. You know, so often these kids feel isolated and don't realize that there are adults who want to help them, and you know, the first place to look is see if there's anyone supportive in their school or in their community if they can't go to their parents. But if they can't find someone there, then look online, because there are resources for young kids or for any kid facing bullying. GLAAD and other places are here to help. So look for help. It's out there, but we don't know you're there if you don't let us know.
How can people get information about GLAAD?
That's a simple one. I think best is our website, glad.org, and that's GLAD.org. It has lots of information about our work. It has lots of resources, how to contact us. So I encourage people to go to our website to get more information.
What other projects is GLAD working on?
Well, among other things, we're in the process of litigating a very important case up in Maine about the right of a transgender girl to use the appropriate bathroom and not be segregated from, you know, other students because she is transgender. We've also proposed a bill in the Massachusetts legislature that would mandate insurance company coverage for people with HIV who are suffering from lipodystrophy, which can be abnormal fat deposits. That's a side effect of the medication that people with HIV take. We're deeply involved working with others in Rhode Island to bring marriage to Rhode Island, which is the last New England state that does not allow gay and lesbian couples to get married, and we want this to be the year where we get a clean sweep with all New England states. So that's just some of what we're working on right now.
Were you very disappointed that your case did not go before the Supreme Court?
We would have loved to see one of our cases go in front of the Supreme Court, and, you know, personally, I love Mary Bonanno, and she's done so much work, and it would have been great for her to be up there. That being said, Paul Weiss, Robbie Kaplan, the ACLU, and James Essex, you know, they did a great job. We were happy to partner with them. We're very proud of the work we did, coordinating the amicus briefs and getting such a strong set of briefs in support of knocking out DOMA. So, yes, there was disappointment, and yes, there's just tremendous excitement that DOMA has gotten in front of the Supreme Court, and we're hoping for a good decision in June.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, one question would be, if DOMA is found unconstitutional, how can I find out what that means for me? And I say that because, in addition to all the work we've done in terms of the legal issues surrounding DOMA, we've also done a lot of research on what are the practical implications of DOMA falling, what are the rules that govern different federal benefit programs, and it's kind of a complex world, and so I would encourage people who have any questions about that to contact our legal info line, and again, if you go to our website and click on rights, you can find out how to contact us through phone, through email. We also have live chat in the afternoon, so we're a resource around DOMA and really about any issue regarding LGBT and HIV discrimination.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, to be honest, I'm not very sophisticated, so I guess I would have to go with Gloria Gaynor singing "I Will Survive." That no matter what the hard times are, what the adversity is, look deep inside myself and I will get through this.